Today's scripture comes from the book Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 and 17. People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them, and when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. What a great job you've all done leading us today. We talk about the importance of children today in this story from Luke's gospel. You know me, and you know that I love kids, and I enjoy kids at church. I can't imagine church without the life and the energy and the love and the laughter that kids bring to us every time we gather together for worship. And I love children's time because it's the great unknown, right? You don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to talk? Are they going to talk about what you're trying to talk about? Are they going to stop talking, right? I love that. It's the highlight of each service for me. Some of my best memories of my own life are memories of being a kid at church. Sunday school and singing in the choir and sitting with my family in worship. My pastor knowing my name and always happy to see me when I came through those doors. Being a child in church shaped my life so much. And through the years, I've been blessed with some wonderful gifts about children in church. One church gave me a print of Jesus blessing the children based on this text. Another one gave me a little statue of that. And at one church, when we built the sanctuary, the building committee said, "We'll let you decide what goes in the stained glass windows." Now, that's a dangerous thing to tell the pastor. Get to decide what goes in the stained glass windows. And on one side, we had the story of Revelation, and on the other side, the story of Jesus' life. But the big round window up over the chancel was Jesus blessing the children. I wanted everyone to see that every time they walked into that church. As a pastor, some of my best memories are of children in church. Some of the funniest things that ever happened to me had to do with children in church. Some of the most meaningful things that ever happened to me had to do with children in church. One Sunday after the last service of the day, I was standing around talking with a group of parents while their little ones ran around and played in the aisles. And all of a sudden, one of the little girls whose mother was in the conversation comes running across the church. "Barry, Barry, Barry." I said, "What?" And she says, in front of all these people, "Will you be my stepdaddy?" I still laugh at the look of horror on that mother's face. And everyone stopped talking. It ended the conversation. And I said, "Honey, what are you talking about?" And I got down on my knees and talked. Well, she was playing with her little friend, and she had a daddy and a stepdaddy. And she thought she needed both, and I was handy. So she just ran over to me. And we made a deal. I said, "You let your daddy be your daddy. Let me be your preacher. Everything seems to be working fine." And she goes, "Okay." And she went back and played. One of my favorite memories. Another time, the children's choir was going to sing. And the children were all set in their places, and it was quiet and was getting ready for their number to begin, waiting for the introduction. And it was about the time Apollo 13 was out, that movie. And right before they started to sing, one of the little boys reached up and got the microphone stand, pulled it, and in a very comical low voice said, "Houston, we have a problem." Needless to say, it took us a while before we could start that song. Everyone was laughing so hard. I can't imagine church without the energy and the life and the love that children bring to us. It's a blessing. But most of all, what children bring to us is, according to Jesus, they point the way for us big kids of how to find God and how to live in the kingdom of God. This story in Luke's gospel is a bit disturbing to me. Is it to you? The way it describes those disciples. Everywhere Jesus went, people followed him and crowds gathered. People who were sick. People who felt outside and outcast. People of all ages came. People brought their whole families to meet Jesus. And at this one stop, it seemed that people particularly were bringing their little ones, wanting Jesus to touch them and bless them. Luke uses some very strong language. Says that they sternly ordered them not to bring their children to Jesus. I picture, as was illustrated in that skit, I picture the entourage of some celebrity, the bouncers, right, whose job is to keep all the common people away from the star. That's the way the disciples are behaving in this story. And it's really important to notice where Luke puts this story in his telling of the gospel. Right before this is the story of the two people who go to the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee and one is a tax collector. One is the ultimate religious person, the other the ultimate outsider. And Jesus tells the story how the Pharisee prayed, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other people, especially like this tax collector over here." And spent his prayer telling God how wonderful he was. And the tax collector, in humility, asked God for mercy. And Jesus says, "Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Those who humble themselves will find the kingdom of God." Then right after this story of Jesus and the children is the story of the rich ruler who wants to find the kingdom of God. And Jesus asks him some questions. "I've done all this stuff." He says, "Was one thing you lack, sell everything you have, give it to the poor and follow me." And the man goes away very sad because he had a lot of stuff that he didn't want to get rid of. And in between those two stories, pride and our obsession with things that keep us from finding the kingdom of God, Luke places this story where Jesus teaches us some very important things. The disciples clearly do not understand yet who Jesus is and what Jesus is up to. They don't understand that humility is what matters. They're acting out of a place of status and power. They're close to Jesus, and they're going to decide who else can be close to Jesus. They're trapped in their culture's understanding that children don't matter. They don't have anything to teach us. They don't have the same status as the rest of them. My feeling is the disciples are looking at this point in the story to make sure that the people who get through to Jesus are people who could help the cause. What they don't understand is that for Jesus, the cause is to let everyone know that they're welcome to the kingdom. What they don't understand yet is that for Jesus, it's all about revealing to people that everyone is welcome in the kingdom, especially the people that the world says aren't good enough or important enough or powerful enough to belong. That's the cause for which Jesus is giving his life, and they don't understand it yet. So the first message for us to hear in this story from Luke's gospel, I believe, is we should never let anything get in the way of children coming to Jesus. We should never let anything get in the way. I remember having a discussion once, a very heated discussion at church around Vacation Bible School. And there were those who felt very strongly we needed to charge people for Vacation Bible School. And I felt very strongly we were never going to charge people for Vacation Bible School. And a person said very angrily, all this is for most people is free babysitting. And I responded, I don't care what it is to them. For us, it's an opportunity to spend every morning of a week teaching children about God's love. If I could, I'd pay people to let us have their kids every morning for a week. We can't let anything get in the way of children coming to Jesus, to finding God's love for them. From my first day here, one of the things I love the most about Sun Creek is this is a church that embraces children the way Jesus embraces children in this story. It shows. It showed from the very beginning to me. And that's one of the things I've loved over these 7 years with you. It's being able to watch these folks grow, some of them be born and grow, some grow up, graduate high school and go off. All that embracing of those lives as Jesus did. We should never let anything get in the way of Jesus and the children. The second message in this is a lot like Jesus' teachings. We're left to wrestle with it a little bit. What does it mean to receive the kingdom like a little child? What does that mean? Jesus doesn't tell us exactly what it means. And I think that's his point. We have to wrestle with that. To come and receive the kingdom as a child, does that mean that we come in our own powerlessness, knowing we can't trust our merit or our status to stand in a good place with God? To receive the kingdom as a child, does it mean that we come humbly, the opposite of the Pharisee flashing their credentials of why they should be allowed in? To receive the kingdom as a child, does it mean that we come knowing that we don't deserve a place, but that we are offered a place because God just loves us? To receive the kingdom as a child, does it mean that we come with the excitement and the anticipation of God's love in our life? Does it mean that we just come in simple trust in that love? I would say the answer is yes to each and every one of those. That's what it means to come with excitement that God loves us. Luke makes it clear throughout his gospel that the kingdom belongs to the poor and to the sick, to the tax collectors, to the Samaritans, and in this story, to the children. And Luke does that to make sure that we get the point that the kingdom belongs to everybody, so that means it belongs to us. We have a place in the kingdom because everyone else does. And coming as a child, we just embrace that and love that and celebrate it. Thanks be to God for the gift of a congregation full of life and children and a chance to embrace them as Jesus did. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.